So a lot of people were clapping when the SANDF decided to roll into the Western Cape. And I'm certainly one of them. The Western Cape government's been calling for it for a long time. The previous premier, the current premier, and it's now happened. The president was actually the one who relented and said, listen, send the SANDF in. But we still have seen one of the worst weekends of killings this past weekend. So doing the policing is one aspect. But what about economic activity, creating a environment where small businesses can grow and we can also grow exponential jobs? Surely small enterprise development, SMME development, is the way to go. It's the way to deal in part with our 38% real unemployment, with our 3.2% drop in GDP. But what exactly are the people on the ground doing about creating that environment? Government cannot create jobs. They can only create an environment. And we know that Rashid Tofi and the team do a lot of great work with trying to unlock red tape, for example, on the ground. But what about those new opportunities in some of our poorest areas and our coastal areas as well? So David Mania, Western Cape MEC for Finance and Economic Opportunities. Let me first and foremost congratulate you on your appointment. And it's great to finally have you on the show. Good morning.
Thank you, Kino. Thank you so much. And good morning to you and your team and all the listeners.
So, I mean, listen, I think, you know, your position is, I'm not saying superior to everything else, but it's such a key position when we talk about some of the biggest ills that we deal with in society, David, especially the fact when, you know, people on the Cape Flats in the townships, they get bought food on a monthly basis by gangs. And that's part of the problem, because these are the very people who protect the gangs that are killing our kids, which is why I've been so hard on the department and the premier and everybody else. So when it comes to economic development, economic opportunities, and creating a great environment or a better environment for the poorest of the poor, including coastal areas, what is the plan?
Well, Kino, let me start by saying that I absolutely agree with your departure point. And that is certainly if more people were employed, if more people were included in the economy, earned incomes and lived, were able to support themselves and their families and lived with dignity and independence, I think that that would go a long way to solving our crime problem in the Western Cape. And so you're absolutely right. I mean, my portfolio is front and center of growing the economy and creating jobs. And I wake up every morning, you know, knowing that there are more than 600,000 people, many of them, and in fact, most of them young people, who don't have jobs or have given up looking for jobs. So our priority is to focus on growing the economy and creating jobs. At a sort of, at a macro level, of course, the Premier, you know, has set up and is in the process of setting up an economic war room,
yes,
which I'm sure you've spoken about before on the show. And that is aimed at sort of eliminating obstacles to growing the economy. And one of those pilot projects is, in fact, in the informal sector, where we'll be looking at ways to actually scale up and grow small manufacturing businesses in the informal sector. But there's a lot more that we're doing. And in fact, I think the highlight of my sort of short career thus far in the ministry has been, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I opened the Mbukweni Market Store, which is a state-of-the-art mini market operated by Pick and Pay in Mbukweni in Paarl. And we achieved that, our department, together with partners, most importantly Pick and Pay, have sort of co-invested in that project. There's a state-of-the-art supermarket in Mbukweni Market, in Mbukweni, and that's created 30 jobs. And when I spoke to many of the young people on the shop floor, they said to me that this was really the first job that they had. And when we were opening the store, I think the local councillor expressed it so well. You know, he said, look after this business and value this job. And the phrase he used, which stuck with me, was, because it will take you somewhere in life. Absolutely. And that's actually, I think, for me, our department implementing a program that is making a real difference in the lives of people, especially in this case, young people in the Western Cape.
I mean, that's a brilliant story. It's a good news story. And it's something, obviously, that can and should be scaled amongst your partnerships. Now, just one thing I'm going to put on the table here quickly. So there's a Western Cape business, right? They get a grant of 16 million rand from DTI. Greenfields business, agri-processing, everything the Western Cape government is interested in, right? They need to find match funding because it's a DTI investment or grant. They get 19 million offered to them, but they need one letter from a retailer stating that not we're not going to buy your product, but we are willing to sit down and just chat to you about it.
Right.
They cannot get that letter. Now, we're looking at agri-processing, and you know that this can create a lot of jobs downstream. So we also have retailers that maybe need to change the way they look at how they interact with businesses at various levels. And, you know, micro-enterprise is absolutely, you know, one of the most important ones. But they are the ones who come in with the funding already intact.
Yeah. Well, certainly in this case, in the retail sector, I must say, hats off to Pick n Pay. I mean, they've been innovative, they've been courageous.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the market store in Bakweni is actually the fourth store.
Yeah.
There are four, a fifth store, there are four other stores, and actually they have a plan to roll out a further, further eight stores. So I think it's a very, very exciting project.
It is, David, but I think I want to go back to my point. My point is, you know, doing what you're doing with the markets is something which is going to be easily scalable and it's going to create a lot of impact, right? So well done on that. But there are the more nuancy stuff that we need to also pay attention to. And this is where I think, you know, your department, maybe your Red Tap production unit, et cetera, can maybe get involved and say, guys, here's an opportunity for the Western Cape. We could create hundreds of jobs in one go over a period. Can't you look at your policies?
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, when you actually boil my job down to its essence, I think over the next 5 years it's going to be about eliminating obstacles to growing businesses in the Western Cape, because the more employers we have, the more employees we're going to have. And already in the first couple of weeks and months, I'm coming across an extraordinary number of problems constraining the growth of business. The one that you mentioned is probably one of them. And so, I mean, I would give my complete commitment through our department to helping resolve that problem, speak to the retailers, and see if we can unblock the problem.
Brilliant. And that is good. Now, I'll take your office up on it. You've got brilliant people in your department. Lots of respect for Rashid and the guys. They do a lot of good work. Now, what about your coastal communities, though? Because here's the other thing. We're sending cops and we want the Navy and everything there, but these are traditional communities that used to fish. When the father retired, the child took over and they fished. Now, a lot of those rights have been taken away, left in the lurch, and they poach and then we blame them. So what are we doing in terms of our coastal communities and creating opportunities there?
So, Kinu, we're obviously rolling out our programs across the province, including in the Platteland. But okay. I'll tell you what I think is going to be one of the big challenges in particularly the coastal communities. There's so much potential locked up in a number of small harbours, not just but in Cape Town, but right up the coast.
Yeah.
In Hermanus, there are some incredible assets which could be developed into small waterfronts, into where there could be small businesses, coffee shops.
Yeah.
And yet what we find is national government clinging onto the small harbors, but with no real incentive or, frankly, commitment to developing those small harbors. And so I intend to work on this problem over the next 5 years and get national government to release the land adjoining those harbors and to consider devolving those harbors either to provinces or to municipalities who actually have an incentive to develop those harbors. And frankly, I mean, you know, city jobs in a major metro like the city of Cape Town, you know, might have a very little impact, but 30 or 40 or 50 new jobs in a small community in a coastal town can have a real impact.
Well, listen, I love what you're saying. We tough as a show, but we're also very supportive when it comes to entrepreneurship. So we also give you all the support that, you know, we can give to try and advance the type of work that you're trying to do, David. So thank you very much for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you.
David Manion there, Western Cape MEC for Finance and Economic Opportunity.